Pints and Vibes Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Hal, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
Be careful, money keep plane. It to like 5 minutes, yeah.
Get on that money plane. Everything's legal on Money Plane. Wrestlers are on Money Plane. Money Plane. It's Money Plane. Money Plane. Money Plane is still live in front of a studio audience.
That's Shawn Michaels' new single, Money Plane, bringing you into this Tights and Fights live edition that we're calling Tights and Fights and Heists and Flights. I'm Hal Lublin, joined by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, Danielle Radford, Lindsay Kelk, and our friend from fellow Max Fun Podcast, Who Shot Ya? It's Iffy Wadaway. Hello,
yo,
Iffy.
What's good? How's it going? How's everybody doing? How you feeling? We coming in live, large, and definitely in charge. We ready for money.
It's so fun when someone is your best friend, and then they come on a podcast, and you remember that they're a professional person who does this. And not just dude that I text about wigs at 3 in the morning.
Like, it's a good wig. It's a good wig. I'm trying to see. I'm trying to get, you know, situated. Try and see.
Oh, how I like it.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a Money Plane background?
Well, I got a Fast and Furious.
That's one. Pretty close, actually.
It's pretty close. A hot Jafar, too.
It's hot Jafar. Anyway, in the meantime, for those of you who have seen Money Plane before, this is going to be you joining with us. You'll get to hear our thoughts live, having watched it. The four of us from Tights and Vites have watched it before, but Iffy has never seen this movie at all. So you're going to get to see live reactions of a person experiencing Money Plane for the very first time ever.
I'm super excited. Right. I'm excited for all the ups, downs, the what have yous.
That is what planes do.
Yeah,
that's right. They're ups and downs, but these are the best pilots in the world. I don't want to ruin anything for Iffy.
True.
Listeners, you can find a recap episode of the movie that we did a few weeks ago. We're going to get started watching it in just a few minutes, so you can head to Amazon Prime or whatever streaming service you know about, start your rental process, get it queued up to 0 minutes and 0 seconds. We're going to start it from the very beginning. We will cue you when to start, so you are literally watching along with us as
Woo!
We go.
Yes.
In the meantime, just to give people a little bit more, if you've not seen this movie, what do you know about it so far?
Well, I thought I knew it as a sequel to Money Train, but I was told it is not. So it is now down to nothing. I know nothing about this film.
You thought it was a sequel to a good movie.
Sometimes your best friend comes on your podcast to watch a movie, and you don't warn him what's about to happen to him.
Yeah. It's better this way.
That's good friendship. That's good, yeah. Good friendship. That's what we want here. Yeah.
Do you watch wrestler movies that aren't like Batista's been in major movies now. The Rock obviously is in successful movies. Even John Cena has done some good movies. Have you watched any other, like, have you made it a point to seek out films starring wrestlers or featuring them? Iffy?
As a member of the family and a fan of the Fast franchise, obviously The Rock, John Cena, you know, in many of his films. I even saw that weird, like, Nickelodeon Fred movie, and then John Cena appeared as his dad.
Yeah.
Did you see the firefighter movie?
After that.
I did not see not the firefighter movie. I missed that.
It was,
you know, obviously, our boy Batista holding it down, being a good actor. You know, he's claimed on Twitter he wants to stop being known as a wrestler turned actor and just an actor.
Oh, artist.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have done My Spy. At that point, I don't know. Maybe like tap out at Blade Runner and just stay there. Just stay there.
Oh, guess what? Gosh. My Spy was cute. I liked it more than I thought I would. I'm saying this is really
That should be our next match watch along.
Fuck Money Plane. I'm just going to defend every movie that stars a wrestler, starting with 1987's Body Slam that has Rowdy Roddy Piper and Dirk Benedict in it. That movie is straight fire. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have enough people in now.
Yeah, I'm going to do...
Do we have quorum?
I'm just checking one more time on the other one to make sure that people are not still hanging out there.
Make sure folks know that everybody's here with us.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go, I'm just going to pop on over as no one says.
I found a list of 50, top 50 appearances by wrestlers in movies of Geek. So you know they definitely have, when you have Geek in your site title, Tyler Mane was Sabretooth in X-Men.
He was a wrestler?
Yeah, apparently
was. I'm glad I know that now.
Yeah. Let's see. Stone Cold Steve Austin was in Damage. Terry Funk in Roadhouse. Kevin Nash in Magic Mike.
Yes,
it's a good one.
Great work in those movies. He does great work in that movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Do they have the Undertaker in Suburban Commando?
We'll get there. I'm only on 38. Chris Jericho, Kane, MVP, Mark Henry, The Great Khali, and The Big
Show.
I love
this movie.
Yep, go ahead and say it.
It's MacGruber.
Yeah.
That's a decent, funny movie. I like
that movie. It's a good movie. You didn't have to front porch it. You really walked it back. You were like, that's a decent, fine film.
Look, I needed to make sure what reaction I was going to get before I could go all in with my fandom of it.
Tor Johnson was in Plan 9.
And everyone gets blown up, and then I'm out.
Jesse Ventura in The Running Man.
So great. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Andre the Giant and Conan the Destroyer. I bet you if number one is The Princess Bride, I will punch myself in the face.
Do you hate that movie?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but it's just like, if Fast and Furious isn't your number one movie with a wrestler, Fast Five, hold on. He already put The Rock in Fast and Furious 6 at 18. I'm holding out hope that number one is Fast 5.
Fast. I'm holding out hope. Through 7.
Number one's Hulk Hogan.
You've got
Hogan
both Jumanji
3.
Movies to
oh, I, in there too. I almost forgot this, but yeah, Jerry the King Lawler and Jim Ross and Man on the Moon, number 15.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we tried to forget that.
Okay.
He put the entire WCW roster and Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, he put Andre the Giant, Princess Bride, as number 11. So okay. I don't have to punch myself in the face.
Wow, oh, 11.
Hulk Hogan and Gremlins 2, the new batch, which is favorite because he called the darkest Gremlin the N-word. I remember that one.
Yeah, that's right.
That was my favorite part of that, actually.
He had sex with the other Gremlin's wife, and then he filmed himself saying the N-word about that one Gremlin.
Oh, Kevin Nash was in The Punisher. We're almost done here. Jesse Ventura
was good. He played the Russian in The Punisher, and he was very good at it.
Yeah. Jesse Ventura was in The Predator. Mm-hmm. Be Cool with The Rock, number 4. We're getting there. Number 3. His number 3 is Batista in Guardians of the Galaxy. He has two chances.
Feels like cheating.
Wow.
Let's go. Number 2, The Rock in Pain and Gain. All right. What is it?
I resent that movie.
Number 1 is Rowdy Roddy Piper and They Live, and that's the only thing I wouldn't be mad about.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Idiot.
Of course
it is.
Yeah. So,
18-minute fight scene. Just,
yeah, it's so good.
I really thought that movie was going to end with him taking off the glasses and looking at himself in the mirror, or putting on the glasses and looking at himself in the mirror, and he would be one of them.
Yeah.
But instead, it ended on titties. So, spoiler alert for They Live, it ends on alien tits.
No. This is good, really.
Big-ass alien nipples.
I mean, whose day doesn't? That's what I want to know.
Definitely mine. I go to alienpornhub.com to watch videos.
It's a whole subject.
Aliantitsforyou.com.
They're about to have
got
sex,
everything
they're,
you
like,
need.
They're like, did somebody order a pizza? And then you hear the music coming that.
It's all theremins, baby. Yes! Yes! Second time in 2 weeks I get to talk about fucking theremins.
About to do it. I think we're ready to start.
Let's do it. Okay.
All right. Everybody cue your movies to 0 minutes and 0 seconds.
Is it 1, 2, 3, go? Or?
I will say 1, 2, 3, go. When I say go, that's when we press it. So it's 1, 2, 3, go/press. All right, everybody, here we go.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, all right.
One.
Get ready.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three, go.
All right. Arrows.
Happening.
Quiver.
Yep.
Ooh. Quiver. Distributions.
Yeah. The bidding war.
Taylor and Dodge.
Are they going to show
you? And ice. Nice. Dawn's like, there's a lot of little idents here, isn't there? There's a lot of people involved in this film.
Yeah, a lot of people also that I've just never heard of.
It's because they're not real companies.
Oh, you don't know Taylor and Dodge?
That's fine.
They're huge. No.
Film by Andrew Lawrence. First shout out for Lawrence in this movie.
Yeah.
If we were drinking alcohol, one might suggest
there he is.
Drinking every time there's a Lawrence.
Yeah.
And we're just not a reverse
sexy librarian.
Art museum.
I take him very seriously as a museum goer because he's wearing glasses and an undershirt.
Oh, they're actually they're at an art museum. This is how stupid I am. Yeah. I actually thought there was a guy named Art Museum who worked on this movie.
They don't have a very good poster though. They have some posters up that say museum, but it doesn't look much like a museum outside.
Why does this already look just simply look bad?
Because it was made.
It's go kid as it is.
Yeah, it was made for like one Bitcoin. Yeah. No.
One Bitcoin.
I would like to know what the plant budget was on this movie.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of plants. They paid for those.
It's one of the exhibits that they have. It's just a house plant area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you visit a museum where there were guards with rifles in front of a metal detector constantly?
They got also, the best stuff.
Unfinished walls.
Just in the art museum, pal.
In an abandoned
it's
warehouse.
It's not a swanky art museum. It's one of those cool art museums with a bunch of
Brooklyn.
Plants. Well known for having just weird succulents and fig leaves and shit all over. That's every art museum I've ever been to.
This is also
and just random rooms. Why does he need a key card to get into one of the galleries? Shouldn't the gallery be open for people to look at it?
Boy, this is the worst art museum I've ever been in. There's no art here.
Something's gone horribly wrong. They should have patched up that wall too. It's a mess.
It's an art museum. Make art.
Maybe the holes in the wall are also art.
I don't like holes in the wall.
Uh-oh.
No. You're not getting your deposit back. I feel like you could have checked for that before they set off.
Like,
also, can you look underneath your car for that?
For those of you who don't have captions on, I watch everything with captions since we're all going to be talking through the whole thing. And if you don't want to miss the very important, very intricate part of Money Plane, I do suggest you turn on your captions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Gotcha. Oh, we already have a high leather quotient in this movie.
Oh, it just gets sexier.
That's what she's doing. I mean,
I like that he has all those computers, but has moved to paper plans. I think I went by City Hall.
Hal, you're only as good as your backup. You're only as good as your backup.
Ugh.
Come on. Oh, we're not going to see any of the fight scenes.
No. Why show the action? Who wants to see that?
No, I'm going to see some upbeat.
Also, people do this in movies. And I think it's so unsafe to toss a gun to someone. Just hand me the gun.
Please don't toss a gun.
Yeah.
This is like when they toss like knives. Like, don't toss
a
knife.
Yeah, that's a gun. Just hand it to me.
This please. Is honestly,
by the way,
oh, go ahead.
That's Andy Lawrence driving. That is the youngest of the Lawrence brothers driving that van.
If I had alcohol right now,
writer
I would drink
and director.
So.
This is honestly like some
I
of, like,
don't,
just,
but I'm gonna.
One thing to look for in this movie is it's very, very unintimidating and very calm gunfire somehow. Like, it sounds very muted. Like, pew, 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 pew. And it's like a crappy firework or something.
And all right. I live in a neighborhood where
so
sometimes
part of me
it's
wants to be like, yo, great job on them really nailing this dude's hair for the movie. But I'm like, I don't know. It's a coin flip whether they told him to come camera ready and he went to his own barber.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that he went, like, they were like, we will do it on set. He took 2 seconds and looked around and said, you know what?
I'm going to go to my barber real quick.
I'll be back in 4 hours when I've taken care of this.
Like, oh, you guys don't have a best boy.
That.
You just have like an okay boy?
There's more proof of that towards the end when there may or may not be a hair change. That clearly did not happen on set.
Ooh, oh, we have something from Nikki, who is staying up. Nikki is in the UK. It is 2 right. a.m. there.
Oh, my goodness, a hero amongst us.
Thank you, Nikki. And Nikki says, next movie watch, can you have a movie that was released in the UK? I have had to go around. We're not going to finish the rest of that. Nikki has done yeoman's work to be able to watch this with us. Thank you so much, Nikki. We will try. We'll do some research for you. Make sure that everything is.
Yeah, I, to be honest, me personally, I'm surprised there wasn't a national release for you know, all over.
Yeah, this is a global
day and date.
I think that
day and date.
They missed their opportunity because they totally could have lied and said, oh, we were going to release it in theaters, but COVID, guys, what can you do?
I would have
come the demand out. Was there, but we feel like we needed to be safe.
Oh, I'd be lying so much. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. No, Fatal, look, I would have been like everything. Like, what was it? Fatal Affair? I would have said that was coming out in theaters. Scoop was never going to be in theaters very long, you guys. I would definitely be like, oh, man, we had this projected to do 80, 90, 40 million. The first weekends in China.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so excited to see Frasier working. I like to think in my canon, like, that is Frasier. Like, it's just, this is where his career took a turn. He lost his dad.
And I don't know what to do with those gators and fucking bats. Yeah,
he fell off the stage at the Disney Opera House.
He's just, like, had enough of being a psychiatrist in Seattle. This is his life now.
Yeah, I feel that because isn't Kelsey Grammer kind of a dick? Didn't he have weird abortion takes?
Oh my gosh! Really?
Man, everyone lets you down. Which is enough. Eventually.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't know he was being killed.
Trust me, as the people who let me down, Kelsey Grammer wasn't the top of my surprise list. I was like, oh, okay. All right, cool.
Oh, Frasier's a dick. Oh, Frasier's a weird elitist. Okay.
I mean, if it was David Hyde Pierce, I'd be. Yeah. If it was Niles, I'd be upset. You know what I mean? Who I just has to be in the sequel. He has to be in the sequel. Like, there's no choice.
He has to have the competing plane.
Yeah. I love how the money plane is a legend in the underworld, but like exists well enough that it's, the heist has all been planned. It's a legend in the underworld.
Also,
it happens tomorrow at approximately 10 a.m. It's very confusing.
No one chased this legend, even though it has such direct.
This is also, what the third National Treasure movie actually was.
Yeah, look, we're stealing the Declaration of Independence and turning this on the money plane.
There's a legend in the underground world. Here's the brochure.
I'm not gonna lie. They could get Nicolas Cage for the sequel.
Yo, he'd be down for anything. Love it.
Also, they filmed this in New Orleans, and he's always in New Orleans, right? So,
oh man,
it's getting convenient. This makes sense.
I need to be hanging out in New Orleans to pick up these weird, like no budget movies.
I mean, we could just go to New Orleans. You don't have to be in money plane because you know that they're not paying you anything more than a slice of Little Caesars. You know this. Also, I want to give a quick shout out. To the folks in the chat that I see there. Yes. Nikki, we've shouted you out. There is also Wither Bucket we've got in the chat. We've got John Hodson. Hello, Cazadora Salve. Hey, sorry if I fucked your name up.
Also, it's funny, he pulled out a picture of his family on a laptop when he could have said, I'm going to kill your family. I feel like that's a lot. It's a real
Has a lovely photo of them.
Yeah.
He has a delightful photo that was paid for. Like, someone took that professionally.
It's like I've been on your Facebook page, man.
He downloaded it.
I think it's a lot different if it's like, here's a picture of your wife in your bed. You know, like that's when I'm like, oh shit, you can kill my family.
Also, since people are getting,
he doesn't have privacy settings.
Since people took this picture from your Instagram.
Since they have architectural plans, shouldn't he have just pulled a picture out of a photo mat envelope that he just got developed?
I was just at Walmart
parking lot.
Yeah.
I still have nightmares of the way that I was definitely scammed when I first moved to LA. If someone tells you that they're doing movies like Money Plane and you will be paid $500 to work background, and then they send you to their headshot guy, don't go.
$500 for background?
Girl, I didn't know.
What? But you need a headshot first?
I know. I didn't know. I was heartbroken. I made the decision to move in 2 months. And I was very cocky about how talented I was. I was like, I'm at least talented enough to be in a B movie for $500 background.
I kind of admire this
movie. Directed and performed by a Lawrence.
Yeah. I admire this movie for actually having opening credits and everything. You don't really see this too much in like
in movies. It was a nice little cold open too.
Yeah.
This is what the movie's about. Now get it.
A nice 10-minute cold open.
It's only an 80-minute movie. Also,
it is pretty short.
Oh, Donald Hollywood McFinley. That's my man Hollywood.
I'm sure a lot of very talented, I don't want to make fun of the people who made the movie because I'm sure they're very talented.
Oh yeah, no, I'm get that paper, but also you're going by Hollywood, so you're gonna get the roast. I don't care. I'm gonna roast your craft, but I am gonna roast that you go by Hollywood as if you're Hulk Hogan in the early aughts.
Also, if this was an actual schematic, do we have anyone who is a schematic expert in the chat? Please let us know. Because to me, it looks like pictures of planes. But maybe that's how you make planes. You just go like, so here's planes. There's a body and a wing and there's a tail and then there's a nose. Yeah. And then you just have a plane. Go fucking make it. But
I do want to freeze on that schematic and look at it more closely that they have on the desk because I'm curious.
Galley cockpit. Also, oh, hold on.
Good job.
I'm Googling plane blueprints. What? I gotta see.
No
I gotta
one,
know
no
now.
It will be the first one that comes up. It will
just
be
go to Plain City Hall and you can get them.
No one steamed Edge's shirt. The first thing I noticed is no steamer on set.
Denise Richards is not steaming shirts? Come on.
Why'd they make him?
He's always on the run.
Yeah.
Why did they make him? Jason oh my God.
Iron his shirt?
Tell me this doesn't look like.
He should be ironing.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
By the way, Katie, that is the youngest. That is the youngest Lawrence brother.
I can't also, hey, Jeff, good to see you.
Can't be done.
And for those of you who might be popping in, I'll do this because fuck it. What else am I doing? I'll do a kind of a.
I can't get on the chat. My phone is being a baby.
Aww.
We are somewhere around 12 minutes and 22 seconds. So I will say a ding when we get to 12 minutes. I'll say a ding when we get to 13 minutes. So if you're just joining us, you get a chance to catch up. All right. Oh no, that was 30 seconds. No, I'll do it when we get to 13. So then I'll just do like a ding, and then you will know, hey, I'm where they are, and then you can just pause it and get there.
Oh,
I'm full.
I just noticed
service.
Something for the first time, which is that inside of this plane there is a knife throwing target. So not only is it a high tech casino in the sky with a bar and individual rooms, but if you want to do some axe throwing like you're at the Renaissance Fair.
Oh my God, did you see that?
Sorry, I'm trying to. I want to make sure that if people come here, that they can join in.
No, that's good.
Also, Iggy is not untraceable.
No, Iggy looks extremely traceable, if only by his hair product and how sweaty he is.
How is it that some parts of this look like a movie and some parts of this look like a TV show?
That's part of the mystery of the money plane. That's part of the wonderful mystery of the
and
money
it's
plane.
And it's not even like
some of it was filmed on an iPhone and some of it wasn't.
Tangerine looked better than this, let's be real. This doesn't even look like a CW show. This doesn't even look like an early days CBC show. This is definitely this is like a Go 90s show. Yeah. I wouldn't
so
even
Katie's get saying that's the cutest Lawrence mode. Brother more like so.
Lawrence Cartier.
Lawrence Thirst.
I kind of wonder, Lawrence Cartier, you can just tell us that you're a Lawrence. You don't have to pretend. Look, you don't have to pretend
you.
Like you're not a Lawrence. Just tell us what's Lawrence you are.
I did and tag them all on Twitter, so they do know.
We will literally put you in here. You can do. Oh, wait a minute. Shit.
This is their house that has a handicapped parking space up front. It's just literally an office building.
Doesn't yours?
I just noticed. Well, look, it's what's at my house is not important. It's not what this is about.
Hey. Everyone deserves accessibility straight into Denise Richards' bedroom, am I right? Boom, gross, I'm disgusting.
Do all international,
it's gross, I hate it.
Do all international criminals live inside of a dentist's office at a strip mall.
Yes, that's how they stay hidden.
Great cover.
You didn't know that?
Good. No, I had no idea.
That's every James Bond movie.
Like your local barbecue places and your mafia fronts, you know.
We have a couple of new people. Hey, hello, Daniel Giorgetti. This is filmed, so it looks like kind of like a Hallmark movie. Yeah, dude, totally does. Brandon Votow says, I have done lighting on CW shows. Not sure if this is on this level. That's what I said. I don't think it's on that level. Man, I've seen Crisis. Also, we should talk. I would love to talk to you.
Yeah, this is kind of like 90s era Lifetime movie kind of lighting that we're seeing right
my
now.
My gosh. Yeah, this is okay. Yeah, Denise Richards, I was trying to get her name, but I had the biggest crush on her and her eyebrows in the 90s. Those are I love a good thick set of eyebrows. Still a fan. Right. I mean, she's a real housewife.
Things, Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Undercover Brother.
Work. Yeah. Solid work.
I can't get I think I figured it out. I was talking about this when we did a review, that her voice has deepened, which everybody's does as they get older. But yeah. She sounds like she has a chest cold. I think that's what it is. Oh. She's like, all right, Dad, you're on. Like, she sounds like she's keeping...
Hold on, let's respect her for a second. Let's respect her dialogue, because I want to hear what he's talking about.
Also that voice. Also, why would you make your daughter's room cottage core? Like, you got the princess bed sheets and all that wood.
This before folklore came out. They filmed this pre-folklore. It's not cool. It's not cool.
Guess you're paying for my OnlyFans. Bra's just showing. Good Lord.
Whoa, is he, like, having a bad flashback right now?
Bad something.
Dream?
Is it a bad dream? Imagining Frasier leaning in towards you?
Is he giving him the Jedi mind trick? I need you to join the
club. Like, this was not where they had the style.
This was not where they had the conversation. Why is he flashing back to it?
Because it's a dream. It's his special time.
David James Young says,
feeling how special.
David James Young says, how can she sleep with such bright lighting and both parents talking? I'm going to go ahead and say shitty childhood. I don't know, man. You just learn how to sleep.
Just needs to sleep.
Like, your body just done give up. And if your daddy's always coming home and wanting to cuds up on you at 5 in the morning, smelling like gunpowder, whiskey, and old paintings, maybe you just learn how to sleep through some shit.
You know, Edge actually looks really good right here. He must have been getting in wrestling
shape. Edge always looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I said that very quickly.
A special moment. This is my favorite part of the film because I feel like it's the only honest part of the film where it's just all about Edge's abs.
And here
I almost shot you.
I'm the Punisher, remember?
I don't understand that I almost shot you because, like, you entered his house. Like, why would you shoot the person inside the house who you were going to visit?
I was trying to boost this place. I forgot you lived here.
You have to know that he was going to want to shoot you, my dude.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for coming to my home in the middle of the night with a gun. Do you want something to drink?
I'll come back to my wedding gazebo? Yeah. What is this?
It's fine. My child is asleep upstairs. Nice gun. Oh. Here's a beer.
It does very much. And by this, I mean it's lovely. It reminds me very much of the lattice at the place where Kelk had her reception. It was very gorgeous and lovely.
Yeah, it does.
But there was no...
Maybe they are filming it at my friend Kevin's house. I wouldn't know.
This dialogue is great because so much of it is just like just the exposition moment of the entire movie of what's that? Oh, he's the blah, 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 blah. What are we doing here? We're the blah, 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 blah. What is it? It just goes on for so long.
Yeah, because what Edge needed to be reminded of was that when he lost.
Someone has to read TV tropes and just explain the plot. Just like,
yeah, I love this exposition of this unneeded gambling debts that now he owes to the, like, what?
Yeah.
Why can't it be simple? Like, he loaned him some money.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid not. He needs to have lost $40 million in a poker game, and then that debt was bought by Frasier, and now Frasier's sending him to the money plane.
Money plane.
Makes perfect sense.
Hell is all this time.
He came with that pipe, right? Like, he brought it to set.
Yeah, it's in his coat.
Yeah.
My character has a pipe.
They were like, you're Thomas Jane. And they are. And I'm going to say this. I'm not being shitty. They are lucky to have Thomas Jane. So they didn't. Ooh, Lawrence Cartier says, I would not be surprised if the budget was $100 million, but $99,998,999 was spent on cocaine. I thought William said that was a joke and allegedly. Unless you're a Lawrence brother, in case, once again, Lawrence, come on in. We will invite you.
No one in this movie ironed anything. Like, none of it's been steamed.
They've just had such rough lives, you know?
It's very hard not to get.
I love that he's smoking a pipe. Movie. I feel like that was an actor's choice of being like, I'm going to smoke a pipe in this scene because I think it's cool.
He showed up with it and he was like, my character has a pipe. And they're like, it's not in the script that he has a pipe. And he's like, hi, I agreed to do this. And he has a pipe. And then there were no more conversations. No more conversations.
Also,
I think he had to learn to smoke a pipe for this. Can you smoke a pipe in the audition?
It is like, method.
Yes, because you're an actor. You say yes to everything. And you learn later.
Also, they were like, hey, do you mind if I arrange my chairs so that we're 3/4 turned towards the camera in this direction over here?
Always but I like that Edge is doing that adorable thing where you copy someone else's body language when you love them. Like, he's copying his exact positioning with the one leg out. And he's like, I just want to be like you, Thomas Jane.
The money plane terminal in an undisclosed
location. Yeah, that's a packed
that's
airport.
Not where the plane takes off from. Like, it's like,
O'Hare. What an undisclosed location.
Oh, what are they going to do with that treasure chest full of guns later on? Does it get buried nearby for a Easter egg roll or something?
Also, that uniform is
stupid.
Awful.
Awful.
Oh, that's, you know, that's just my vagina gun.
Yeah, I keep a Derringer.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have a fucking vagina gun, iffy.
I can't get over how bad those attendant uniforms are, like with the shitty gold edging that someone's mom stayed up all night stitching on. Like,
this is definitely a fetish cafe thing. Like, it's definitely a, like, we went to a fetish cafe.
Oh my God, look at these pants, though. These poorly tailored pants. Oh, they didn't show it again.
Oh, Joey Lawrence!
Oh God, that haircut. I forgot.
I like that they predicted the technology being used inside the NBA bubble.
I just think, why would you get a hair transplant and then cut your hair into that haircut?
Yeah.
That's what I find so confusing.
He plays a lot of Marines.
Because we do have, and it's fine. I know he used to be known for his hair.
Oh yeah, look at these rich guys.
I don't know about you guys, but when I think of some of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet, this is definitely what comes to mind.
No, those are the guys.
You have to have that mustache. It's so
all right, welcome to the villain version of Guess Who. Everybody put your heads down and we're going to make guesses.
What is that blue liquor in the decanter? We have all drinks you could ever need. Blue, red, and green.
Why do you have a nothing, lava lamp in
Yeah, I was just about to say, nothing says class like a lava lamp.
Look, one of these people went on a Virgin flight once and was like, well, that's what all planes are now. They are all Virgin flights. I will say, I flew first class on a Virgin flight once because I was moving and I made such a split decision. I waited too long to get a ticket. So the only thing left was first class. It does kind of feel like the money plane. If the badass motherfuckers are old people who think you don't belong there, and the fucking gators are free wine.
I do feel like we have to point out that this is like just a regular plane. This is very clearly.
I've definitely been on United.
I'm not sure about that pole with the curtains. And why would a plane have like a glass table?
And if it's a private plane, the curtains are to separate us, the poors, from the rich. Mm-hmm. So why would it have a curtain?
Also, why are there like 5 people in this plane? Only 5.
Because they're the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. There's only 5 of them.
Yeah. The baddest.
It's very exclusive.
And none of them are dressed well. Apart from that. That's what I know.
John Hodds. Katie Russ says swipe left on every single one of these guys. Yes, you're right, Katie. John Hodson, gotta have the bone dude, or I think he meant the lone dude, but I'll also take the bone dude.
The
man.
Bone dude.
With the cowboy hat. Daniel Giordetti says you would think with all that money they can afford something better than Men's Warehouse. And then Katie Russ again.
We dream of Men's Warehouse.
We dream of Men's Warehouse.
I love the way they look. He guarantees it.
No, this is definitely old.
This guy's eyebrows.
Katie Russ says the eyebrows on these guys are in this guy. So
it's like perfectly squared off eyebrows at the top.
And then called out Matt Lawrence.
That's right.
Yeah, whoever did hair and makeup really was only looking at eyebrows.
Okay, I have to say this. As someone who is a wig wearer, his hair is making me so upset right now, because you can go on Instagram and you can find people who are making doing dude wigs and dude frontals that look fucking amazing. And the fact that he didn't take the, what, you're Joey Lawrence, you can't spare a grand to go have them make your hair look super duper really good, and said you literally look like someone.
It looks like a terrible quarantine haircut. It looks like something someone did themselves with the trimmers, because they were like, I've been in the house for 4 months and I have no choice but to do this now.
That is some haircut.
He did have a choice, Danielle.
He had a choice. Go on Instagram. The people there will hook you up. It looks so good. They will beijing the sides so they match this. They'll give you a beard if you need one. Joey Lawrence, please call me. I will tell
you. Oh, I like this. They're wearing these sex worker outfits, you know, because that's
up-tempo electro music. Sure.
Those girls from 1997?
Yeah.
It's always Mardi Gras when you're a prostitute, apparently.
Yeah. I feel like those girls had to be like waiting on the other side of that curtain for the...
I know.
I really want one of them to be Faith from Buffy. Like, I really want one of them to realize that
there's... Yes.
No, because there's a vampire on board, and they would take a turn.
It's definitely one of those where they're all waiting behind the curtain, and we're like, I guess we have to go be sexy. And they're, like, cramming down the last of, like, the free food. And it's like, you guys still only... And this isn't, like, the actresses. I mean, like, the actual people on the plane. They also only got Little Caesars. It's like, well, I just have to finish the rest of this pizza, and then I have to go sit on that weird
loudly whispering your plan as people pass you up.
You got
I need to get control of that cockpit because I'm stealing this, remember?
Like, did you see the shooting gallery in the background?
Yeah, that's where the axes go. Axes and knives.
There also seems to be like more people than I remember seeing before once they moved through to this section.
They were all in the bathroom, Lindsay. That's
like, it's like a place with multiple escape rooms. Someone's always being oriented to go to a new place.
In a group.
Yeah.
Oh. And they got
also.
Like,
these are the world's most
Crate and Barrel.
Dangerous criminals, and they have just regular bank accounts that are able to be connected to these wristbands. Yeah. You know,
I have an ING like Direct. Is that okay?
That's great. Yeah.
You could just route everything to my Chase account, please.
Look, I'm really glad that they learned the lessons from Firefest and was like, just put it all in the wristband. That's never gone wrong. That's never been a bad decision at all. Katie Russ says, what do you think was the spirit gum budget for this flick? I wish it was $1 million, but it sounds like, there's got to be glued now, Katie, we'll talk. But yeah, I wish it was, but I think that they bought all of this much spirit gum, and then they used it all elsewhere. I think it's just like hanging up panels in the back because they were like, we forgot to actually buy spackle and things that hang up.
By the way, if anybody gives you...
Sorry, I've got to apologize, Hal. I must. Jeff feels attacked because that's his current haircut. I support anyone rocking the Joey Lawrence haircut right now, because we've all made choices. I colored my own hair. We've all made choices. But these movie choices were made at a different time. Mm-hmm. They were made at a different time.
Yeah.
It's not a run of time.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, I'm glad, Lindsay, that you got... If you guys were seeing me text earlier, I was sending Lindsay the
chat, I got the chat. Thanks. Right. That wouldn't work before.
No, it does. By the way, I love when criminals sit around and accuse each other of worse and worse crimes. Well, what you do is the worst. But it started with a Wikipedia entry on human trafficking and who Philip Monroe is, which ended with a touche, which is the only thing you can say when somebody quotes a Wikipedia article about yourself to you.
Well, and I don't want to be that guy.
Why does
that's
no
like,
one else know he's dead? Right? Why does no one know this guy's dead?
Because in the same way that only 8 people know about the money plane, but everyone knows about the money plane. And also, I don't want to be that person that's like, everything is gay, but this does get to a point where it feels like flirting, where it's like, no, you're the baddest. No, you're the baddest.
Also, like, the lady just protests too much here. He's like, I'd like some gin. And it's like, that's the straightest request for gin I've ever seen. Like, the lady does protest too much.
Way too much.
Own who you are. Maybe if you accepted yourself, you wouldn't need to be a criminal, and you could just live a happier, more fulfilled life. That's a good lesson for all of us.
They probably patted themselves on the back of that line. Yeah. They're like, oh, watch this, watch this.
Hashtag me too. Oh, we're so progressive.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, that guy posts every challenge. That guy is like constantly, constantly proud of the women in his life.
That guy's got a thick wife. I mean, no, I'm not going to make that joke. He's a piece of shit, but he has a thick wife.
He likes what he likes, Danielle. He likes what he
just
likes.
Look, well, this guy with isn't this bad. Fake mustache.
Chubbs.
What if he was actually in disguise and they just went up and ripped it off of him?
Oh my God. I feel like that might happen at some point.
See, this is the problem with that movie. This movie is, it's supposed to be about someone infiltrating the money plane, but all of the hair and wig work and hair work is so bad that I'm always like, oh, well, he clearly, Yosemite Sam is like a thing. Yeah.
He's a crappy FBI agent. I've been working on this case for years. Take down the money plane from the inside.
David James Young says, my man out here looking like Job from Arrested Development. Obviously, he didn't say out here, but in my heart, you did. My man out here.
Job. It is. I feel like we're about to see some hot cops any second now. The only kind of cops I want to see.
Yeah, I'm glad Dr. Disrespect got a nice little cameo in this film for all my gamers watching right now.
Oh, she's got my wig on.
Music is really fun.
God, this music.
Mine's better. How's that possible? Mine was 30.
The baby bangs are not helping. Eliminated.
It's a really shiny suit.
Well, he is so creepy.
His tie is off center.
He's so creepy for no reason.
I don't like how he just comes up and if I was playing poker and the pit boss came over and said, quite the game, everybody. I'd be like, get away.
Yeah, yeah. What are you here for? Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Leave us alone.
And pull your pants up.
We are not your friends.
Yeah. No, I don't want to get dinner.
Much like Denise in The Real Housewives, they are not here to make friends.
By the way, as someone who plays poker, this is the worst poker play I've ever seen in my life. There's no way he is not beat immediately. There's no way, even if the board pair, that it would help him. Like, it's so before even if you didn't script it, if you just showed me footage of playing cards, I'd be like, oh, that guy's a full house. He's going to take all of his money. I don't know why he pushed.
A pair of sevens, you know, the best hand you could possibly have.
It doesn't help him. Look, he's got bottom. Well, he's got two pair.
He was a great poker player, and then he lost big. Okay, and he's never been the same since.
But look, when I lose something, I don't forget how to play it.
But you know what?
He did.
As Sean Jackson pointed out, show, not tell going on. Thank you, Sean Jackson. This is clearly the movie, Knowing How to Be a Movie.
Why, if he's not good anymore, then shouldn't he be timid and not willing to bet when he knows he's going to win?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why he loses.
But he's not here. He's here. He's here for money.
Welcome to House Film School, everybody. Where I break down poker scenes to tell you what I think about them.
It's also known as Hal's Poker School as well.
That's right. My master class is available tomorrow.
You know I'm a Texan, but I can still enjoy
still enjoy a glass of vodka.
Also, I feel like we're not doing enough justice to what Hottie McDreadlocks is doing.
Going through a can. My cat's trying to attack the money. Please don't.
Oh, great, great pretending being drunk. What the fuck are you doing? This is dumb.
Oh, it worked.
Oh, there's a handy wheelchair.
I will say this. One of my best friends uses a wheelchair. TSA will break that shit and don't care. No one steamed that? She's thin enough that there's no reason that should be wrinkling.
No.
That thing is form-fitting. She is teeny tiny. Come on, you guys. But
Mrs. Lawrence was up all night sewing that gold edging on because they tried them on the day before and they were like, it's missing something. And she was like, it's missing majorette realness. So I have some gold edging. It's going to look great.
Katie, the central thesis of the film.
I'm going to use that in every book I write from here on. Like every single one, I'm going to put that in.
Please do, Lindsay. And when I start sending my stuff to you for the Brit Pass, and you know I will, please just randomly put in rules are meant to be fucked.
He's never been more excited sexually.
She wouldn't be allowed to wear those earrings. There's no way.
No.
Ooh, Katie Russ says, please don't get Sean started on filmmaking, LOL.
I think Katie and I have played Mario Kart with this weird horny guy.
How many cigarettes does he have? He has so
Lindsay, and also, I mean, apparently this place is so badass that you can, like, you can just smoke cigarettes, which I get, but it's also like you can't ventilate it. I don't know. I feel
also
like
it's like there's no ashtray around at all for these cigarettes.
With the money plane, you just let the ash fall where it will.
Yeah, the floors are a mess. You
know? Here we go. Here's some money plane shit.
They also did not get seats tall enough for this table, which were a real issue. That you can only see them from the nipple upwards.
How? I mean, I get that, like, you're an undefeated champ because you don't shoot yourself in the face, but, like, it's not a talent.
Who framed these shots, though? Like, who framed these?
The same person who framed Roger.
McGillicuddy.
Ask Christopher Walken in The Deer Hunter how much of a skill it is to survive at this game.
Fine Irishman. God. They repeat that joke a lot, and I still don't get it. Like, is it just, like, is it because he's black?
Someone in this film thought it was like, hilarious.
But it just, I mean, that's like a one-off joke, but they keep repeating it.
Well, you know what black Irish is, right, Julian?
Yes.
So why are you expecting this movie to rise above making the black Irish joke more than, I don't understand why you expect.
I also think there must be an Irish person involved in it, because when they check in, he does have an Irish passport, and I don't believe they went to the trouble of making one.
If he immediately...
I think he did. Again, I think... I mean, I don't know.
If he immediately blows his brains out.
if he wants that action. If he's ready.
I don't want to ruin this for Iffy.
What do you want to happen? Because whatever you want to happen, I will bet you money on it.
Will you bet him a cool million? Which is how you bet $1 million. You have to say a cool million.
I will bet him money. Iffy, what do you want to have happen? Tell me now. Oh, we lost Iffy. I think he froze.
Oh, did he? I thought he was just focused on the money.
He's just engaged.
Damn it. No, I really wanted to do this. No.
Yeah, you're there is.
You piece of shit. But no, seriously, I will bet you money. What do you want to have happen?
No, don't throw up. My cat's throwing up. What? Don't throw up.
Oh, is that Belle or Anderson?
I told you not to show your cat Anderson. Money plane.
He's climbed onto the desk to sit behind
him. Oh, fuck me.
It's like Gallagher.
God, why does he twitching so much? Sorry.
This is ridiculous.
I have to clean up some fat cat vomit.
No! Right, oh my gosh, this is great live TV.
I want to take, while Lindsay is dealing with, I think Anderson or Belle, poor baby, is dealing with that. Iffy, I would love to know your thoughts so far on the plane that is a money. Just go ahead, Iffy, and give us your thoughts on the plane that's a money.
Oh, I mean, it's been a wild ride so far, but like a ride in the daylight. That you're like, oh, I know where this is going. You're following along, and you're not surprised by the turn.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a movie that you've seen before and will see again, but worse than any other iterations of it that you've seen, right?
Fucking co-pilot.
He can't reach the ceiling. He's.
This is the most badass co-pilot.
Oh, in the sequel, he's going to fight a guy in a phone booth.
I'm going to fight a guy in a phone
booth. Oh, how do you not know a plane has a co-pilot? Like, why you really did think that one person was flying this commercial jet?
Also, I would
feel like with all those notes that they had and all of the stuff that Frasier gave them, he would have mentioned, oh yeah, co-pilot. Yeah. Wouldn't he?
I also wish that the blow to the scene was Navigator and then another fight, but...
It just was a parade of people coming in. It's like, It's like, God damn it, the head flight attendant.
Oh, there was a pilot in the jump seat.
Oh, Lord.
I did like seeing like a little flash of his bald spot right on the crown for the co-pilot. This made it feel like, more real to me.
This had to be like Star Trek acting for these guys. Just okay, and shake.
But we could do that now.
Like, you tilt your zoom. Yeah, like... Okay, I'm calling. This is like, I mean, I don't want to nitpick everything, but this is so, no way you could choke anybody with a pair of headphone wires.
Oh yeah,
we'll come back in the studio. Have you fucking tried? Have you tried?
I do feel like also maybe he should have worn a black suit or a more patterned suit so that he could have not showed quite so much blood as easily. You would have looked ahead at that kind of eventuality.
And I hope you guys really enjoyed that, because I'm almost positive that that was the last time Edge is going to stand up for at least like another 30 minutes.
He has a bad back. It's not Edge's fault. It's the movie's fault.
Poor Edge. And that's it now. You've hired Edge.
Freddy Krueger's coming back.
He's got his finger in his mouth. That's so gross.
Oh. I didn't give the mandible claw.
Someone on set.
Trying to get the whole hand in there.
He's good though. Look, he's really good. I don't want to be shitty to like all of the people who were.
No, look at him eye acting. He's totally face acting.
Yeah. Now put him through a barbed wire covered table while it's on fire.
Also, I love that this co-pilot.
Use your tie and tie him up. Like, why would you just leave him there?
The co-pilot's instinct is to try and attack him again instead of escaping and alerting that someone's trying to hide him.
You
could just press the tannoy button and tell the entire plane what's happening right now. But no,
I like the way they Greeked the Apple logo. the very clear gray tape.
His AirPods in now. He put one in both ears, but there's only one in one ear. Oh, that's it. Touch your ear. That no one will notice.
I actually, a 2011 MacBook Pro. Over.
When I first saw this, I thought what was going to happen was that Ed was going to be like doing the lean on the intercom button thing and just announce the plan to the entire plane, and that was how the mistakes were.
So you have watched The Kissing Booth too.
Oh, I haven't yet.
Don't. It's
Is
terrible.
It better than the first one?
It's awful. It's so bad. Okay. It's terrible. Yeah. Danielle mustn't watch it because of the wigs. You can't watch it because of the wigs.
Oh, no.
Julian and Hal shouldn't watch it because of the green screen. I don't maybe, know. Maybe we'll do like a, about maybe, it, but all of it.
We'll talk. Maybe we'll do a live of that. Yeah. Of us doing that. It's also,
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Maybe we'll do a live of us doing some of that. Oh. Also, David Burrow says Jesus is everyone's co-pilot. You are right, David Burroughs. Brandon Botas says, I love how all the screens in the cockpit are just off. Yeah, that's fucking weird. Wither Bucket says, they can't find the money plane if the plane doesn't know where it is. That's a really good point. Nikki says he fish hooked him. Nope, no comment. Brandon Botas, why is there bright orange gaffer tape over a panel? Yeah.
By the way, that's the first sit rep. Drink every time he says sit rep.
Drink your soda.
That is also a pair of Beats headphones with one ear piece put in. Pay close attention, you'll see that Greek as well.
You could definitely use for this. It's that same plant from the art museum. It is the same plant.
Yeah, it's an international criminal.
Mm-hmm. It's part of the gang.
He has the best suit.
What if
again,
he just wanted to go for a slash?
He totally wants to just go for a slash.
Like, maybe he was just going for a wee. Someone
I was
just
going to, but I have diarrhea from that drink with a flower in it.
Yeah, also, and like nearly getting shot in the face.
And getting shaken the fuck up by the airplane when they just like rotated the flight.
And again, no one is like Joey Lawrence. You could at least be. You're supposed to be smooth. Why isn't anyone steaming your trousers, my dude?
Why did he not go to look at what was happening in the cockpit when the cockpit was moving around?
Hold on. Best pilots in the world. They wouldn't mess up.
This is very important. Jenny Benevento asked, what minute were we at? My compy died. Katie Russ answered, but I'm going to go back and do another time check. So when we get to 46 minutes, I will do another, and I won't do a bang because I think if someone's talking, it might be a little like distracting. I'll just do like a... and do like a little sexy thing, and that's how you know. Why am I calling everything sexy? How come too horny?
The wig has changed you. It's changed who you are.
It is changed who I am down to my core.
You're doing dang it 46 minutes to clarify?
I'm telling you, I'm doing it at 46 minutes. I'm telling you, something happened to me when I wear straight hair, because when I wear curly hair, I have it under control, but you put straight hair on me and baby, I'm fucking ready to go.
Stay Chanel'd you. I don't know what to tell you, but you wear it so much better.
All right, so we're 30 seconds. So, like, again, get quickly to 46, and we're going to do it.
Man versus Cobra.
Holy fuck it.
This right here is the peak of this movie when they're just cycling through all this shit.
There's a pentagram at the bottom, which I think that they're trying to insinuate that it might be like devil shit.
But I like never... to think that that's so that when the police find this, they think
it's devil
something,
shit.
You know, witchy.
For a clandestine plane in the air, they have a bug that they put on all of their broadcasts, so you can say you're watching Money Plane TV.
Like a little imprint where it's like, hey, it's Money Plane TV. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, Frasier.
Don't use his real name.
I mean, why would he not use his real name? Like, who's listening? He's on the money plane. The lack of plane, it was rightly pointed out that the lack of engine noise from the plane is upsetting in the chat. Daniel pointed that out, and he's correct. That also upsets me.
You look at Edge while he's flying, and he's just going...
The way you fly a plane is the way I drive a car.
Yeah. Just like, you know, fly a plane.
There should be some ambient noise. There should just be like a little hum or something behind him. It's so poor.
It's upsetting. Iffy, just doing another check-in.
Yeah.
Hi, you doing, baby boy?
Oh, I got so many problems.
Do you hate me yet?
They're using IFVB situations, which are more like walkie-talkies, yet he was able to call in from the ground floor and just get into the frequency because he wanted. And then he is straight up, like, ignoring the fact that he is on a mission where he's undercover.
Oh, sorry. Price is right, Mr. McGillicuddy. You went one over.
This movie is no friend of logic. Like, you really do need to park that. Like, there's no point in that.
God damn it. Sean Johnson, Money Plane, sponsored by Blue Chew. We have to think of another name for Blue Chew because we keep giving them too much free press.
JR's boner pills.
Like a green chomp or some green shit.
I'm calling them JR's boner pills. That's it.
Well, because it's not just him, so I don't want to localize it to him.
I do.
He is the best advertiser of them, I will say.
Yeah. Who else do you think of when you think of Blue Chew?
I heard Colt advertising them, and it was so upsetting. It was so upsetting to me.
Hey, the money's. I hope they'll sponsor us.
Money's money.
I do.
Money's money.
Like, sponsor me.
Yeah.
What is the,
like,
the
yeah, if you're into this, if this
I mean it's pretty fucking heteronormative. It's pretty heteronormative. Is it what like pink chew, perps chew? I don't give a shit.
This is some good lord. Why did they have these cameras set up? They're just like, all right guys, just hang out in this room. We've got some toys in there. whatever happens, happens, yeah. You know, but we demand results one way or another.
Why are you asking for logic on the mic?
So, like, yeah, when, why were they like,
I never needed anyone.
It's, I chopped off arms for free is not nearly as catchy. It's not that nearly as
But wait, let me tell you more about chopping those arms.
I'd like to know more about that. You just gave me character development from one of these.
Oh.
Nobody asked me about chopping off arms. I have stories.
Hal, I'm sorry. You had your hand raised.
Oh, yes. I used to do it for free. Anyway, that's one story. Who wants to hear about some of the other things? No? Oh, they've cut away? Okay, great.
So, you know, it's, you don't go on America's Next Top Model to make friends. You don't go on the money plane to make friends. So she needs to keep herself to herself. And he's in that lovely bathroom now.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice psychedelic bathroom. Towels. I've never seen a
She didn't very, come on the money plane.
It's very Virgin Atlantic. It's a very Virgin Atlantic.
Jesus Christ.
Daniela's on the money with that. It is purple tinged. And
can we get another sit rep?
So
we got another sit rep.
Take a sip rep. Cheers to it.
I'm gonna refill my my White Claw.
I gotta go.
This
I'm gonna
looks like
grab
a terrible
well.
Setup.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get some more water.
Yeah. All right, drink break, everybody.
Yeah.
But we're also gonna keep don't unpause the movie because it's too complicated. Lindsay,
it's all good.
How you feeling about the movie so far, my love?
I love the movie. I felt less it's good about movie, my cat vomiting off the edge of my desk.
You got
she's fine, by the way, you guys. Is like, it, don't worry. It was just watery.
Can
spew.
I look? We're gonna so for everyone. I will say this: we're gonna have a socially distant hang this weekend because Lindsay lives really close to where I have to pick up my meds. So we're gonna have a socially
that sounds
distant hang.
So dodgy.
Okay,
it's a place.
She lives really close to the Costco where I pick up my crazy people meds, so I'm not crazy all the time. And she also she has a house with like a yard, so we can be 6 feet apart with masks. It'll be cute and adorable and amazing. But can I touch Bell?
Yeah, okay. We can put her on a leash and bring her out into the yard, and we won't bet on it. It will just be a thing that happens.
Oh, well, if I can't fucking bet on whether or not she's going to love me, then
this is a little bit of a spoiler of what doesn't happen for anybody who hasn't seen this movie. But despite all those scenarios that they keep running through on the money plane, not one of them involves a goddamn alligator, which I think is it's like the lowest hanging fruit, and they didn't
well,
do
don't...
it.
Why is Iggy?
I was going to save that for the end so everyone could be as
Is he going to open a banana with that gun? No, he's gonna have another.
Also, I love Iggy's setup right here, where he has like a pistol on his chest and two mags loaded, but I haven't seen a single assault rifle yet. So those are just bonus mags, and just in case he happens upon an assault.
Look, my nigga, sometimes you just need bonus mags.
Yeah. Look, well, you get a bonus mag.
He's putting a bonus mag, my nigga.
Click, click, boom.
Click, click, boom. Or if you're Terry, click, click, coon. I shouldn't have said that. Oh, that makes me so angry.
Oh, good. Some music. Finally. We were just sitting here in silence for hours.
Ooh, I love this royalty-free rock music right now.
Yeah.
Is that Jimmy Johnson?
It's the Rolling Stones.
Oh, it's a good song, though. She likes it. She likes this song with her loosely tied neck scarf. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do.
She's
want
about to kill him with that heel.
She's doing that thing that people in movies do.
Let me stop.
Nice.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
You're lucky they took my gun vagina for my vagina gun.
No, just gun vagina.
Gun vagina.
She's a bitch. Obviously, that's what you call her.
Yeah, she's also the only person in this film that is.
Oh, and here
so
it is. Here it is.
Any sort of effective.
Okay,
well, she didn't do, like, in action films, it is very often, and I've tracked it when I've done movies, where they do the ladies have the Hurricane Rana because it's like a chance to see a lady wrap revenge around people. So she didn't do a full Hurricane Rana, but in action movies, that's what they have women do. They have them wrap their waists or wrap their whatever, so it's like, it looks like she's fucking, but she's fighting.
But she's a
and I hate it. And I
But on the upside, she ripped his ears off with her hands.
And I do like that more.
And then told us out loud that it was a different safe from the schematics.
Because Black Widow just does the sexy part and not the mm-hmm. ear ripping off part, which is the part
yeah,
that
she,
I
was hoping that would happen in the movie. There would be some ear ripping.
And I appreciate you. Help.
Yeah. That's what I want. Oh,
hi. McGillicuddy. The
fun. We're on our way to Sunnydale High's homecoming. We're wondering if you'd like to join us. Probably not, because there were very few black people at Sunnydale.
Yeah, yeah, that was a whole thing. That was a whole ass thing. And they tried to address it in the last season.
How many hiding places are there on this airplane?
On this shitty plane. My. Look at that.
I am
shitty
upset.
Bottle of whiskey and that shitty fire extinguisher.
I am upset such that Ruby Rod is not coming out at any of this point. Okay, so we're getting up to the 1 hour of this. It's only 80 minutes long.
That's moving. So this I am going flies by.
I am going to do another check at 1 hour, so I will ping back in when we get to 59 minutes, and I'll ping in at 59:30, and then I'll ping in at 1 hour. I assume all of you have seen this.
These fake
Lord
businesses
knows.
Are so obviously fake. Rumble Corp.
Rumble Corp.
He's Darius the Rumble Grouch. Like, I'd almost forgotten his name. The third.
Yeah.
And just to double check, where is everyone, like all of us in the chat? Because I know that I'm doing it like from where I'm at, but I want to make sure that we're all around the same timestamp. Where is everyone at? Hal Lublin, check.
Yes, I am at 55:39.
Perfect. Julian Burrell, check.
55:45.
Perfect. Lindsay Kelk, check.
55:49.
Great.
I may have skipped ahead a couple of point seconds because of the cat vomiting incident. There was some iPad movement, but I can catch back up with you guys.
Check.
I'm at 56:09, 10, okay. 11, 12, 13.
So 14. We're all
good.
In the same spot.
You know what? I'm going to change it to 57 just because we're kind of whatever. So let's do another check really quick. Hal Lublin?
56:24.
Perfect. Lindsay Kelk?
56:31.
Perfect. Julian Burrell?
56:39.
Perfect. Ify Wadiwe?
If he's too focused on this movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to... What is... What it was...
No,
don't
worry.
Figure out what's
it's
going
all,
on.
It's
That's
all,
a
lot Okay. So, 57. I'll do another one at 58 because I know people are trying to catch up and I want to... I'm just trying to be...
The good news is...
Thomas Jane does look like Christian's brother. Like, well spotted, Daniel.
This will be on the show, on the podcast feed later on. Everybody can listen to it whenever they want to.
For the people
who
are trying to join live, I want to make sure that they feel...
Yeah. Welcome. Make sure you guys go and listen to it from the beginning if you're just coming now. This was a lot of fun so far.
Why would you hire Edge and then have him spend 3/4 of the movie just in a cockpit?
Oh, God
in
damn
a
it.
Suit?
I have a joke and I'm not going to make it.
But if you're going to hire Edge, I need you to take his shirt off. I need him to be moving around.
I mean,
I need him making the most of his space.
Sometimes you want to go edging and you don't know why, and then you just edge.
I see what you're doing.
Why does that guy think the person on the other end of the laptop call is going to be able to help him?
I like that he's in middle of this, like, you know, building the foundation of how evil he is, torture, and the guy just pops him upside the head as if, like, be quiet, mama's on the phone.
Yeah. I'd also like Edge can't see the guy. Edge can only see Frasier unless Frasier is turning the laptop around every time that Edge speaks so he can see what's going on. So he doesn't know this is some Reservoir Dogs shit happening in his house.
Oh, hey,
and
look at this guy.
Edge doesn't know what Frasier's doing right now.
Turn around.
I will say this is the first time that Edge has actually looked good in this entire movie, which is weird.
I just took care of this guy. What are you mad about that?
All right, so we are at 50.
You fucked up my terracotta. 50. It's such a great moment.
This movie.
5, 4.
What do you guys? Three,
the guy was bleeding two. Before they shot him. To be fair, you shouldn't have put him on the terracotta. You just lay down a towel. It's very simple.
What do you guys think is having the most fun in this movie?
Me,
Frasier. I mean, Frasier. Yeah, it's like, gotta be Frasier, right? Frasier, like it's no. gotta be. He's doing all the swears. You never got to swear at Eddie.
And to expand on Kelk's point, he is the only.
Remember, indescript South American area.
Exactly. And to expand on Kelk's point, he's the only one who got to talk
also
about
don't.
A man
I'm sorry. Carry on. I don't like how many buttons Thomas Jane has unfastened to be hanging around with a small child. I'd like him to fasten up two more buttons.
Yeah, you're gonna have to hide a little bit of that taco meat if you're hanging around my daughter.
But that's not a Godfather level of unbuttoning, right? That's like that's your dad's friend who you just really don't love it when he comes over.
Just go hang out with my godchildren with my suit unbuttoned instead of just in like, you know, regular clothes.
I can't wait when I'm a kid, when I have a parent to leave my kid with a relaxed banker to play video games while I perform a heist on a plane.
Yeah, where's Denise Richards?
I'm sorry that we didn't all have a perfect fucking childhood, Hal, where we got to wander the streets of fucking Philadelphia and watch just people eating horse poop.
It only happens when we win the Super Bowl. It happened once.
Running up stairs and ringing bells, whatever you guys do in that city.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no way that's the only time.
Why don't you come over here? I'll ring your bell. How about that?
Oh, I want to go back to the chat. Nikki says, I have no clue what's going on because the way I'm watching it, but I tell you what, listening to the chat is just as good. Probably. Daniel Giaghetti, please, God, tell me if I'm pronouncing your name shitty. Jane looks like Christian's older brother, not wrong.
He sure does. I feel like he tried to get Christian in on this. And Christian was going to do it. And then the day before, they were like,
Got
Thomas Jane.
Even Christian
was oh, my. They look, it's... I'm sorry. I'm lost for words because it's supposed to be later in the day. And all they did was darken the image because it was still bright as hell out.
They just slid it down on their iPhone. I watched this the first time I watched it. I watched it with my husband, who is a TV editor.
Yeah.
And he fucking lost his mind at this point. He was like, absolutely fucking
could not have loved this at all.
Because like whenever this happens in TV or stuff, and I'll be like, why is it? And he's like, oh, they just recolored it. It's nighttime. But this is like, they literally just darkened it. They didn't even recolor it. They just turned the brightness down.
How long
have they been on this plane? They were supposed to get on the plane at 5 a.m. and now it's nighttime. And no one has noticed that the two pilots are dead, presumed dead. Like, what is happening here?
Here we go, guys.
There's nipples through that T-shirt.
Money plane.
This is true money plane.
It's not what it looks like.
Click, well, clap.
I mean, and we know that he's not choking her for real.
So bad.
Sexy joking, but
why is that scarf so
There's
loose?
A lot of titty. Oh.
yeah, kill him. Yeah.
This is like a Mortal Kombat fatality coming up. I love it.
Yeah.
Telegraph your punches.
That gratuitous shot of her boob getting squeezed is one of those things where, as an actor, I would feel very.
My favorite thing is when she hits him.
But like when it showed him again, the blood spot shakes. Was gone.
Hold on. Yeah. Oh, this is amazing. We're all talking at once.
I love it.
Whenever she hits him, the camera shakes, which is delightful. And when she goes back with the third bottle, the stabby has gone away.
Stabby.
Also, as a criminal hacker, you'd at least do a little fight training, you know?
Yeah.
Also, have a gun?
Well, I mean, he has a gun with him, but like a
clearly
knife?
Clearly just a entertainment center, not a server.
my Bose.
It sounds a bit like my dad's amp from the 80s. Like, this is what my dad was playing Human League in 1984.
Hit him with a subwoofer.
Like, this is what every dad had, like, it with the, you know, the CD player where you had to, like, magnet the, you had to depress the magnet and it would open up and be like, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still losing my mind that I saw someone punch someone so much that they punched into their body and a blood spot was there. It cuts away, cuts back. The blood spot is gone and he gets stabbed in the head.
He's a fast healer. You just had to make sure he
that's
was
life.
Maybe he's the vampire. That
maybe
would make
we're
sense.
All the vampire because we get pleasure out of the money plane.
I do. This is
oh my god, it's so good. I'm sorry, I can't even pretend.
Oh my gosh, it is just they just turned it darker.
They just turned the darkness down, yeah. They just, went on their iPhone and they
oh
went.
Oh my gosh, why are they wearing so much leather?
Oh,
and also, good. I'm just going to look up bisexual lighting because of that part of him being lit up is what I'm on the bisexual spectrum. I'm by.
Is that
Pam.
Card table made of Kevlar?
Right, exactly. I was going to say that. Like, why is he hiding behind it?
Okay, I have to check in. Brandon Fotlau says, being an LCP, thank you, babe, I am losing my mind with the lack of effort and lighting. Every server flash or every server light flashes at the same time. Dude, we know it hurts us too.
It's so, I love it so much.
Nikki, if his reaction was class, he is a class man.
I don't know, guys. I think I might love this movie for the memories that it's brought me.
I think I love Jenny's comment, which is, did John Cena's Taylor sponsor this movie?
Oh,
which
my God. Ever the shoulders.
Damn. You burnt, John. You burnt.
The vests.
Why aren't they all wearing
and
shorts?
The pinstripes and the...
Maybe John invested patterns. In this. John had some money in the money plane.
The man who plays the Black Irish man is the only one that suits that fit, which goes to Iffy's thesis where it's like, yeah, he's the only one that was like, you guys aren't going to take care of me and make me look good. I'm going to spend money and make me look good.
Here comes the best moment of the film.
Oh my gosh, he has a drone.
It's just like, oh, get ready.
Oh, not just a drone, Iffy.
Get ready
not just a drone.
Just, it's not
the
what
drone
you think.
Carrying a handgun.
Vanguard 2001 to the rescue.
She's operating from Edge's front room.
Right.
While his wife and child sleep upstairs.
Yeah, did he just say, hey, Sweetie, go upstairs and, you know, go color or something. I got to shoot people on the drone.
Obvious that they must have shot all this in one day and they're running out of light. Now it's afternoon light and they're trying to make it night.
It's clearly not nighttime. It's clearly not nighttime.
Yeah, it's so.
How are you guys? How do you get
lovely pastels? It's lovely colors, but
Katie Ress.
This is the stupidest gunfight I've ever seen in my life. Also, you see the Beats headphones. You see the Beats logo. Oh my god! What was that?
Oh.
Wait, did the drone run out of bullets? Come on, shoot more, dude. Cover me.
Look, oh my god! Hit the right up shot. Your ass, Julian.
Oddly enough, this does make me want to play Valorant.
They're like, where?
Also, what's the range on this drone? The fuck?
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. The I mean, it's very close to the undisclosed location where the money plane will be landing. Apparently,
yeah. The range is, like Lindsay said, all over the globe.
It is
and
always
look,
funny.
If the money plane was on Mars, as Lindsay said, it would
yeah.
be on Mars.
It's always funny in movies like this when the movie is so bad, but then they hire like actors because like that performance is great. For what it's worth, Kelsey Grammer's performance is great. Mm-hmm. It's
he's
just
amazing.
A ridiculous
Kelsey
script.
Grammer's doing great
because he's yeah. like really good at acting.
Look at
he can't stop acting, but also I'm sorry, I can't stop but say
that's what I love.
Sexual lighting all over this. But
oh yeah, this is definitely bisexual lighting right here. He's thinking about banging both his friends down in that server room.
But it's the lighting. Yeah.
Just get in there. Get it in.
No,
oh, it's laser team. I almost got too horny for this live stream. I'm sorry.
No, you're finally getting there.
Iffy.
I just assume they're also filming a porno on the, like if you panned over from Frasier to where that fire is as a bear skin rug. and they're filming something else. You know, they've got to double up on this production value because they put all that money into the lighting for Frasier.
But if he,
not good.
Huh? So we're winding down mm-hmm. on the plane that is a money.
Yes.
How do you feel right now?
You know, as much as I was shitting on this movie, I'm glad I'm watching it. I'm glad I saw Kelsey Grammer slap the table and said, bring me my money.
Bring me thy money. I love angry.
Oh, I love this. I love what's so funny about this is like you can tell it's written by people who are fans of movies like this because yes. they're doing a lot of tropes when like a term of like time to burn down the village. Like that character should have an established like over philosophical talk. Like that's what like that's what that's making. That is what that's using is
when some. You know, I agree with you. Like, that is what I like about this movie. It's clearly made by people who love these tropes as much as we do.
It's such a small sauce. What is this? It's so tiny.
I guess I'll let my...
And then that
how much spaghetti you have.
And then that happens. Where
he's
like...
making three strands of spaghetti and a quarter teaspoon.
Also, what is
of
all
sauce.
This carrot for? What are the carrots
yeah.
for?
Yeah, why
one of those YouTube channels where they cook with very small instruments.
Carrots have a real reason to be in
tiny food. He's making yeah, tiny
he's
food.
Making tiny food.
It's not wrong, but it's also one of those things where it's like, if someone made this for, you know, $10,000, we would all be like, "Yo, dude, you made a fucking movie." But when it's one of the things where it's like a bunch of privileged people made a movie. Changes the conversation, right? Yeah. And now
honestly I would say that would have been a cool shot if the rest of the movie wasn't that bad because the shot of him seeing it and it turning around and then him being ready, that was a cool shot, but it's in this movie.
That flashlight.
And yeah. being in
there
this movie,
so many cat beds in this house. How
dude, I would fucking love this house though. I want to say this like fucking cottage ass house.
Uh-huh. Look, like well, no, that's why they have so many cat beds because cottages.
Yeah, yeah. It's cottage core.
And hell, it's like one of those things where it's like people are doing all the acting they can, but god damn it, you do what you have when you have it, right?
Why?
Good for Tom.
Is Edge like okay? So Edge is like $40 million yeah. in debt, supposedly, right? That's why he needs.
Wait, to- really?
Yes, that's like
yes,
the whole
lost
reason.
Lost $40 million on a poker, poker. Game.
Okay, yeah. like they,
oh, the character. That. I thought you meant the
no,
real.
No,
I was so invested. I was so ready because
yeah,
honestly, would make sense
behind the announce table.
It's like so. After this movie, he's about maybe $10,000 into that debt that he's got. No, but like it seems like he's pretty well off. Like he doesn't seem like he wants for much. Like in this decent sized house that he lives yeah. in with his kid.
Well, he's married to Denise Richards.
Right. Also, yeah, this movie is portraying white debt, where you're still pretty good. You had money, you spent well, it, but you had money.
I do. There's a lot of really fucking shitty acting in this, and Hal is like obviously like dude's a great fucking actor. I need to have your perspective on what the fuck is happening in the entire movie we're watching.
Me?
Yeah. Maybe. Hal, like hold these look, guys aside and give them tips.
I think they're all doing their best. I can just imagine them being on set and like every time they yell cut, everybody going, yeah, another great one. Did we get it in one? I feel like we got it in one.
Oh no, it wasn't a question. It was done in one. It was yeah. they moved
moving on? Oh yeah, it's more like, can I have another one? No, okay, we're moving on to the next
oh,
one.
Is there salmon? I'm gonna go, do they try to get
this salmon? Yeah, yeah, I might have some of this salmon yeah. and bok choy.
Oh, I just
this,
imagine,
but for some reason, there's only always iced tea and lemonade. We never shell out for any other.
Yeah, there's no Coke. There's no branded products.
Yeah,
oh, like,
yeah.
I think
a lot of them are trying to ground a movie that should not be grounded because it's so ridiculous yeah. that it doesn't even
yeah.
serve it to the point where it fit. Like they just don't fit in the world. Like some of the stuff that Kelsey Grammer does, he's just he's a good actor. He's good at participating in a scene, but he's also saying, I'm Darius Grouch III. I'm the baddest motherfucker on the planet, which makes no sense coming out of his mouth. I think everybody's doing their best.
Oh, the money goes to charity?
Oh, it goes to charity. They're not parachutes,
yeah, they're basically, they defy bloods it, you know, where they just decide, okay, let's pick our causes and send it out to the world. Like,
I will say Jenny Benevento is saying dramatic mirepoix. I should never have said mirepoix in the podcast. That was my fault. Son Jackson, guns have no recoil and sound like airsoft. Oh, well, now I grew up around guns because stuff, but man, now I really don't want guns. They only have the Brandon Vitao says they only have the casino set dressing for a week. So I had to do all the hot takes. They're all takes. Yeah, that's fair. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll be amazed if they had a week.
This is kind of cool. Like this, because this is almost like a Wiccan, like underground, and they're like, oh, you fucked with the house. We're going to come with you. Once again, a cool thing that's trapped in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
The movie does a lot of cool things.
It is a decent idea. Like this idea of like what, like, oh my God.
Well, it's because like it's that seed of like, oh, there's the lore that you missed. This whole like backstory of this dude owing money. Like no, what is the money plane and what runs it? And these dudes.
That scene was
kind of cool. Like I liked it. I liked it a lot. They're like, oh, and now we're going to bet on house.
Sequels.
Yeah,
you get all the sequels to come, Ify, but you also get the prequel, which is where we learn how the money plane came to be.
Yeah.
And who is the house?
Genesis.
Who runs the money plane?
Do we ever? Yeah, the origin of the money plane. We saw the money plane being constructed at the in the opening credits of the movie. You know, where they're just
all
that other stuff. So like,
ultimately, I want to see Edge the and all of these other characters are the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern of a movie that I would really like to see. That has a lot of, including stuff that happened to them that I never got to see. Like I feel like I've checked in on the
also,
most.
Also, this is very much a empty set.
Yeah.
This is so obviously a set. They didn't even bother like green screening outside.
They're like, oh yeah. It's
just also, they're wearing backpacks. Why are they just throwing money out into the desert?
Why did she give him the finger?
Wither Bucket says money Cessna.
Secure. Oh,
yeah. How did they set their cell phone to disconnect without touching it? It's all so confusing and yet wonderful.
Yeah.
Money pontoon.
Money Cessna.
You know, Kelsey Grammer looks like
we should film our own version down at Echo Park on money swan boat.
Ooh, I'm
and
down.
I think we could do that. Ooh, I think so we could do that.
I am taking down the money swamp.
Oh, my wireless mic pack was under this table the whole time.
God, that battery is just a fucking beast. It just lasted a full week like this thing.
Took you that long to find that?
It was It wasn't underneath. It was just right there.
P. Roach is his name?
P. Roach.
P. Roach.
My dog, P. Roach.
I was really excited. Oh no, Oscar!
Jesus!
He shot him in the side.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Roach.
Why would you not keep him to help you?
Like, yeah, right. No, I'd
he's
rather.
Out. He didn't want to help. He was gonna leave.
I mean,
was he gonna walk out and say, "No, doing me, cock. I didn't do this."
He would have been a decent distraction.
No, they were definitely gonna kill him
first.
Yeah.
No, he knows too much. P. Roach knows.
Well, you know
too
this
much.
Is serious because there's no license plate on this car. Yeah. They did that not because it was easier than coming up with a fake one.
I wish they had rolled down the passenger window and somebody leaned their head out and said, "Sir, do you want to? We normally don't go this far out for a test drive. If you want, we can." We could just get it
this
on the open road.
This is also the only scene that had
goes.
A second take because they did the first scene with the license plate and then realized they had to remove it before people could trace it.
I watch things with a tense traditional music is what it says when you're watching.
Oh yeah, I'm watching it with the captions too.
And one thing to kind of note is that we don't see Darius Crouch III.
Oh yeah,
the Rumble die. So it's like, I think there's still room for a sequel here. Where he's
there definitely was room in their hearts where it's like, look, this might be a hit. This might be a hit. This might be a hit.
Don't eliminate the main characters.
You know?
He's the Joker to Edge's Batman.
Oh no! Oh, but did Thomas Jane say that the picture was on display in Italy, and then they went to find it in Istanbul, and they've replaced it with a canvas with someone flipping them off, which is a great drawing, actually.
I thought it was a thumbs up.
Yeah,
right. You're so much more positive than I am.
It's the Fonz. He was just drawing the Fonz.
Oh my god!
How would the publicity from the heist drive the price up? Because it's now stolen. Oh. Also, he's calling him from his own balcony.
Yo, thanks for letting me live in your in-law suite.
Your mother-in-law house, I'm like right in the back.
They're in the
I moved all my pipes in.
I like how Ed just like loosed the man bun and just let it all, just let the locks flow right now.
I live in your she shed now, so.
All that wood.
I still think that's Edge's house. Painting. I still think that's Edge's house.
I think so too.
Whoa!
Right? It's gotta be.
Oh, let's store this priceless painting outside.
Window, like, hey, can we take 2 seconds? Try to hear what she's saying with her voice.
She looks afraid. Why does she look afraid? Oh,
that's the shot they end on.
Okay, well, so this movie is
looking
over.
Afraid.
Oh wow!
Nick what Cage is not going to come. And
what a treat!
I applaud you, Money Plane. That was a lot of fun. I have so many great memories associated with this movie now. Like honestly,
hey, remember an hour ago when it started and we were all innocent?
Yeah.
Remember, it was daylight in this room that I'm in, and now it's nighttime. And this is what actual nighttime looks like, in case the producers of the movie were wondering. This is what happens when the sun actually goes down.
No, it just it darkens. You just darken the brightness. Oh my god!
I mean, that might be. Like, I've just closed a curtain. No.
You honestly like there could be somebody here who goes on to work on something really really cool in a few years, and they'll just like put this on in 10 years and just be like,
we don't ever like. It's not about the people who work on this. So. Yeah. Here are the things. Hal Lublund, before we leave.
Yes.
Give me 2 things you took away from Money Plane.
That I should be more forthright in talking about my time, my personal time with the Lawrence brothers, all of us attending Abington Friends School in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And number 2, I shouldn't watch movies that have poker in it. Because I'm just going to be disappointed
about it. No, and I want to talk to you about poker later. Like, we're going to get into it. Lindsay Kalk, tell me 2 things you've learned about the money.
I've learned that I need to find out how to tear a man's ears off with my hands. Because I've always felt like I could never do the eye-pushing in thing. But I'm feeling like maybe I could tear off ears. That feels like something I could do.
Oh, you totally can.
And I also am going to go on Amazon and look for a gun drone because I would enjoy one of those. You know, we're in the Qua. We're in the Qua. Who knows where this is going? It could be time for a gun drone. I am an American. I exercise my right to own a gun.
Yeah.
I put enough ribbons in her to make her American. So I am, before I bailsy out, I'm going to read some more comments. And then I'm going to give my personal feelings about the Money Plane.
Just going to be a ray of review.
Before we get to
best movie ever.
Again, Iffy Wadiway is my best friend, and then all of you are really close friends of mine. Oh shit, it's Katie Russ's actual birthday? Shut the fuck up. I thought that you were just hanging out with her to hang out for whatever.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Sorry, that's Black Happy Birthday. We sing it in a way that is both different and not actionable. Holy shit, Katie, you should have told us that earlier. Now that we're over, my chat froze, so I can't see everyone.
Next time we'll pick a better movie for you, Katie.
We'll figure it out. Yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
exist,
I can.
Julian. Doesn't exist.
Ben Johnson. Yeah, so I'm going to read the stuff that I can read. Ben Johnson says, Julian exercises his right to bear arms every day.
Yeah, he does.
Wither Bucket says, can the tagline for this movie be, you get the whole Money Plane, but you only get the edge. Fuck you so
Oh, that's
much.
Good. That's
Fuck
pretty
you.
Good.
Fuck you for being so good at writing. I fucking hate you. Shut your fucking face. I hate you. Like, literally, I hate you so much for being
good at writing. To be fair, that is a bajillion times better than the actual tagline for this movie, which is Money Plane.
Stop encouraging people to be better writers than me. That is a better writer than me. Peter Bucket should fucking die in hell because they wrote something better than I wrote. Fucking complete piece of shit. I fucking hate you. I will fight you in the streets like a little boxer. Katie Russ, Kermit Arms, thank you. I think, is there anything else that I want to highlight in the chat?
I'm glad that Nikki stayed up till 3:30 a.m. also. Yes. I'm so impressed. Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah.
I feel you in my homeland.
Nikki's the best. I've met Nikki in person.
Oh, really?
Nikki in person, because she came, she visited the States on holiday and came to see the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Oh, fantastic.
So, Nikki, hello.
He said hello to Piglet.
And thank you for showing up.
Absolutely.
Nikki said, I am so glad I stayed up until 3:30 a.m. to watch it. My life is complete. I don't give us that power. We will abuse it. We are a piece of shit.
The good news is we got a double feature ready right now, so we're going to start it all over.
I'm going to need to go get more pop. Definitely, what is this?
It's like a really good watermelon.
Oh, man.
Thank you guys so much. Nikki loves hell. Everyone, like, there's so much love in the chat. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. And obviously, like, fucking
Annie,
what anyway?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, thank you so much. Look, anytime you want me to sit down with y'all and watch some kind of horrible movie with a wrestler in it, I'm down. This was a treat. I had a blast. It was a real good time.
It was a real treat for me to watch you watch it. I won't lie. Like, there were moments where I'm like, I just want to see what he's gonna do.
Oh,
and you never failed. You never failed me. Oh, yeah. It was such a glorious thing to share.
Yeah, keep giving me all the good stuff.
World class. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for watching Money Plane along with us. You can find both Tights and Fights and Who Shot Ya on the Maximum Fun Podcast Network. Thank you so much to those who've already signed up to become Max Fun members. And if you haven't, there's still time. Go to MaximumFun.org/join to sign up for as little as $5 a month. You'll earn tons of great gifts, including bonus episodes of every single Max Fun show, including ours, which is Tap and Titles. What is the bonus content for Who Shot Jiffy?
Ooh, I mean, we have Joey Clifton to talk about the movie Cats and the original taped stage version. So if you like Cats, why don't you come over there?
Me and Lindsay are feeling away, but we're gonna be okay.
Yeah. Joey, friend of the pod, but does he know more about cats than we know about cats? I don't know if he knows more about cats than we know.
All right, well, I guess you'll have to pull up and listen and see.
Yes,
I have to do that.
Special episode of Tap and Tap, Lindsay. Like, we have to do it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.